Hello, you beautifully fit and fab over 40 women. Karen here. For our next podcast, we are going to be looking at our stories. All right. This is a really, really important piece of your success in your body transformation. So stories define us. We all have our stories and they create our beliefs. They create our conditioning. They create our future. The challenge is when we're working with women whose stories are no longer just stories, but the stories start living them, that's when we really need to break it down and start disassembling those stories that are keeping us prisoner. So let me give you an example. So a lot of you guys know of my story around my son, Tristan. So he was born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a degenerative condition of the muscles. And so they continue to break down. So he lost the ability to walk at around 10. He was diagnosed at 5, and from then on, the muscles continued to break down in the body, and so he is now full-time in a wheelchair as a quadriplegic. When he was first diagnosed, I fell apart, naturally. I had a really hard time coming to terms with something that had just came out of nowhere. I don't have it in my family. It's not in our genetics, but it also has no remission factor and no cure, so I felt like there was no hope. And I fell down the rabbit hole pretty dark and hard. And I stayed down there for quite a few years. Here's the other deal I want you guys to really, really take home with you. My body was at the pinnacle of health. I was eating exceptionally well. I was training exceptionally well. My recovery was great. My immune system was great. I was winning shows off and on. I was living strong. When my son was diagnosed, overnight, my body collapsed. So everything that I had worked so hard for and the lifestyle I had been living as normal for a healthy woman who was only in her, I would have been just turning 40 years old, everything collapsed. And that was when I came to realize that the physical body is no match for the mental or emotional, spiritual, all three combined into one. Because the body is flesh and blood, but it takes its signals and its input from your life, from your thoughts, your beliefs, your patterns, your habits, your stories. So the story I had was one of, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. My son is living with this terrible condition and it would go on for the rest of his life. I didn't have the coping skills to be able to shift it around. And I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue, with fibromyalgia. They were checking me for diabetes and ALS and cancer and Crohn's and autoimmune diseases, everything. And everything came back fine. And it wasn't until I found a lovely little gentleman, a doctor, when I was living in Ottawa, and he said to me, "Your spirit is broken." And it was the first time that somebody saw me for who I really was and what was happening to me. And he was absolutely right. And he said, it's just going to go through your body until you shift how you are living through this intense journey that your son is now having to live through. That took a lot of years. I did what we call a walkabout, which is what they say in Australia when they send somebody out of the tribe and they do a walkabout. I did a walkabout for about 6 years. I went to every seeker and seer, every program, every mentor, every leadership platform, every reading, every woo-woo stuff I could find, because I felt desperate and my body was in pain every single day, day to night. And you would just touch me and it would be like everything. So I obviously couldn't train. I wasn't eating well at all. My sleep was non-existent, and this went on for years. And it wasn't until sometimes we just get to a point of total surrender. When we're at a point of total surrender is when you push everything aside, all sense of control, which we don't have control anyways, guys. Okay, so that's a light bulb moment for you. There really is no control. And when you understand there's no control, you actually can control because you understand there's no control. It's an oxymoron, I know. But I fully surrendered because I was so tired. I was so sad. I was so mad at God, the universe, people who had healthy kids. I was so sad for my boy who wasn't going to have this timeline that we all live by where, you know, you go to school walking, feeding yourself, driving a car, all that kind of stuff. And then you get a girlfriend, you marry, you have kids, you grow old and you die. And that wasn't going to be the timeline for my son with this condition. So I had a really hard time coming to terms with that. And along with that, the story that kept me prisoner was, oh my God, this is awful. How are we going to live through this? How is my son going to manage this? What can we do? We can't do anything. There's no cure. There's no remission factor. And the story started living me. And that was when my body fell into disrepair for years. My mental health wasn't good. Severe depression, anxiety, panic attacks, all sorts of stuff. It wasn't until I met with a spiritual intuitive who I've had in my life for many years. And I had met with her along the way, but it just wasn't clicking. The reason it wasn't clicking was because I was hanging on to what I thought life should be. What shouldn't be this hard. He shouldn't have to struggle like this. He should be able to enjoy his life like a young man. Why? Right? So I was resisting, and you know in life intuitively, and I teach this to our mastery members, what you resist persists. We're either living in resistance or we're living in flow. And when you're in resistance, when you push something, the natural universal law is it pushes back. So I was in a constant pushback with my body, with my health, and it was in a really sad, scary state for a long, long time. It wasn't until I met with my spiritual intuitive, like again, trying to make sense of it, that I finally went, okay, now what? Now what? What do I have to give up? I had to give up my story and I had to create a new story. So I went into my meditation room, and in my meditation room, I have crystals. So you guys see crystals. They're those the beautiful clear crystals, and they're cut with all sorts of different cuts. So you see things reflected in it from all over the place. And I'm sitting there and I'm praying and I'm crying and I'm journaling. And I look up at the chrysalid in the window, and I see the forest outside where we live, and it's being reflected 20 different times through all the different cuts, right? 20 different perspectives. And I got it. It was my perspective that needed to change. Because like the chrysalid in the window reflecting 20 different versions of the forest outside, I could choose a different vision and version of my story as well. And that was when I started to consider, what if life didn't have this timeline where everybody thought you're supposed to live by? What if some people did come onto this earth and didn't have a long life? And we know that's true. What if we're being called to do something differently, to see something differently, to serve in a different way through the intense challenges that we have? And a lot of the seekers and the seers in the past, they went through intense challenges and they lost faith 1,000 times, as did I. And in that place, you're just broken down, but then you can put back anew, right? So I started to look at things from a different perspective. And that grew and grew and grew. And it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. But I created a skill set and a new toolkit to be able to draw from when I started to feel the dip. My son's condition hasn't changed. In fact, it gets more intense as he ages. But what has changed is my story about it. I no longer live in the past. Because when you're living in the past, you can't create in the present, and you sure as heck can't move into a new vision for the future. So when women come to me, to put it in a different perspective, their stories can be around they were made fun of when they were ashamed when they were younger over their weight, or maybe their mother always told them they had to go on a diet, watch your weight, or there was some traumatic incident that happened where they went inside themselves. So it's important as a coach that I come to understand the lifestyle, present and past, what stresses are there, because that builds a vision of what's going on, because we often don't clear it up. Even if we go to therapy, guys, it doesn't often clear it up. That's why in my work with the beliefs detox, we have to get to the self-limiting beliefs, which are unconscious, 95% of them. We have beliefs around food. We have beliefs around body image, around aging, around sex appeal. We have outside of that, money, worthiness, what I can attain as a growing woman into this world. There's so many different beliefs that we have, but beliefs aren't reality. They are a story. And the problem is we don't challenge them because we haven't challenged things. We're not taught how to challenge things. We're taught to put our head down and muster through. And as women on this planet, we are here to take care of others. We're here to not complain. And we're here to just keep going and to not put ourselves first. So all of these stories collide into this mass of resistance that we've been dragging with us through the ages as aging women. So by the time they get to me in their 40s or 50s or 60s, they've been dragging a lot of stuff with them. And the point is we have to let them down. Because here's the deal, guys. We all have stress. We all have challenges. That's not the issue. The food is not the issue. You don't have a food problem. You have a thinking about food problem. And the excess weight and the poor health is not the problem. It's a symptom. The problem is the deeper stuff, our values, our traits, our self-identity, our sense of self-worth and self-love. That is what we are being called on at this age to be able to move into that place where we can honor ourselves, where we can let go of the stories, we can let go of the shame and the guilt and the frustration and the anger. It doesn't mean we don't feel them, but it can't run our show. The archetypes can't run our show. The perfectionist, the good girl, the busy bee, the fixer, the all or nothing, the wounded child, the victim. They can't run the show anymore. They are pieces of us, which are important because they come with us through life. But when they start running the show, we're living from our wounded self and not our authentic self. But we don't know. Nobody taught us this stuff. And so this is where I will say to women, I hear it all the time, I'm stressed. I can't stay on a healthy eating plan. I'm not motivated to exercise because life happens and I get stressed. Okay. So the first thing is you're compartmentalizing it, because when we learn to make healthy eating, food freedom, intrinsic to who we are, without apps, without calorie counts, without diets, and when we look at movement and exercise as the very thing that our vessel, our body needs to take us through this life, we look at things differently, but we have to weave it into the fabric of who we are. And I've said this in many videos, it has to become a part of who we are. So it's not what we do, because that's outside of us, it's who we are. And that has to become intrinsic so that no matter what happens in life, in fact, if poop happens in life, we reach to our healthy food, we reach to our healthy movement, because that is what is going to build health and fuel us and build recovery, build a sense of value, and to be able to say, whatever is happening out there, this is important. And I also know that because I have a son who cannot use his body. And so I have come to truly value being able to move my body in a way that builds health, to be able to feed it in a way that builds cellular health. And he doesn't have that luxury. And there's so many people in this world that don't have that luxury, guys. And so this is where we must let go of our stories and transform them. It's not enough to tolerate, because tolerating is white knuckling, and that's resistance. Transcending is where you're moving up. And you're moving out of the lower frequencies that I'm always talking about, the shame, guilt, frustration, anger, the denser, heavier emotions. because sometimes we're there trying to create a healthy body up there in joy and bliss and ease and freedom and self-love, but we're living from down here. You can't build a healthy body when you're living down here. So you must change the story. There are many stories that we could look at and say, do I look at it this way? Do I look at it this way? Two people on a roller coaster. One is scared poopless. And the other one is like, woo, this is the best ever. So I decided through my work in supporting women in healthy bodies, healthy lives, healthy relationship with food, getting lean and strong and sexy and all that stuff, that I could draw from my son's journey and be able to use that in my work. So for the last 28 years or 23 years when I found out about his diagnosis, that is what I've done. I brought the emotional, the mental, the spiritual into the fitness and food emporium, because it's never just about fitness and food. And if a client just wants to know about fitness and food, then I won't work with her, because I work with women who are stuck. I work with women who are stuck in their stories, or they're just not able to get momentum. When they get momentum, they fail. They fall down the rabbit hole again. Life happens to them, because I get it. But what we're doing is we're operating from the inside out, not the outside in, not looking at calories and macros and cardio and diets. Some of that stuff is important. We got to know how to move our body. We got to know how to feed it. We got to know about portions. Sure, that's the easy stuff. The other stuff is the internal stuff, because the body holds our secrets and our sorrows. It understands. It is not just this flesh, blood, and bone thing that's moving us through this life. No. And we want to care for it. We want it to look good and to feel good and to operate well. We want to age well. But it cannot age well in an unhealthy emotional landscape. That's why I always say, any physical transformation that is sustainable and long-lasting must have an emotional transformation too. Sure, you can go to the gym and just work on training and food and all that kind of stuff, but you will slip up because life will go bang. And once again, for the 100th time, you'll go down that rabbit hole and it'll be, I got busy, or I just let it go because life was so stressful. Whatever it happens to me, I'm not saying that stuff doesn't happen, guys. I've had that happen too. And I've been taken out for like a month at a time. But I don't worry about it because I always come back. Because it's not what I do, it's who I am. My training and my food is who I am. And that's a commitment to self. Because this vessel is important to me, because this carries me through life. And I am here to honor it and to love it into health, as I call it. Right? So the story I say now is Tristan and his journey is a hard journey. I'm not going to lie. And I have my moments and I grieve, but I move through it. I don't stay stuck in it anymore. I feel it and I move on, because you need to feel and validate, but I move on. And when I get to the other side, I'm freed up again. And that's the beauty of this work, but you got to feel to heal. And the only way out is through, guys. And so now I look at his journey as the best gift for my learning to be able to pass it on to the members and clients that I work with. Because no woman is an island, and we're all in this together, right? And it's important that you have a community around you to support you, and also like-minded leaders and coaches and mentors that know what the heck you're talking about. Because there's a lot of people that just say, just get over it, toughen up. But it doesn't work. You have to move into the process of owning the story, holding it up to the light of day, like that chrysalid in the window, and seeing it from different perspectives, more empowering perspectives. So I see my son's journey as the best gift to me in my work, in being able to support women all over the world at a very different level, at a much deeper level, at a level that resonates with them. Because what's happening is there's a calling happening, and you may not know it, but I know you feel it, where women are coming forward, and it's usually from 40 years old onward. That's why I work with 40 years old onward, because that is when our intuition and our insights are starting to open up. And so we're starting to look at things, crave things, ask different questions. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What truly matters? How do I love myself? How do I love others at the greatest depth? How do I live a rich life? Those are the women that are coming forward, and I do calls with every day. Those are the women that are coming into my program. And the reason for that is because they want differently. It's not about trying harder. It's about doing differently. It's about living authentically from that 30,000 foot view, as we call it. It's about understanding everything is energy, everything. Words, thoughts, things, their energy. And it's about letting go of the past and knowing that whatever challenge comes up, because life is going to continue to challenge you. It sure doesn't end. When challenges come, you look at it and you reframe it. You don't go, oh, right? Because when you do this, it just stays in here and it piles up, piles up, piles up, piles up, piles up. Because there's no release, there's no understanding, there's no validation. Here's the deal. So many people don't want to feel. And I'm like, you shouldn't be afraid of feeling. You should be afraid of not feeling, of not living your life to its full extent. So many people are just living half a life. And they think, oh, well, I've had therapy. It's okay. I'm over it. You're not. Because this stuff circles around. Have you noticed? And so that's the greatness of it. And people are like, oh, I just want to be done with it. That happened to me 30 years ago. And you might have worked your way through it successfully. Because if it's not triggering you, then you've worked through it. But what I find is most people have not. The other thing about therapy is a lot of times it, and excuse me, therapists, okay, I don't want a lot of emails. But a lot of times what happens is it strengthens the story. Once again, you're living in the past, and the past is living through you into the present. You cannot create fresh when you're living from the past, and you're dragging all of that unknowingly into the present. Feelings of fear, feelings of unworthiness, feelings of rejection, feelings of thinking, I'm never going to get it. So these are the stories that we need to let go of. And when we come to understand them, that the challenge is the psyche, your brain, does not want to let go of the stories, does not want to let go of the self-limiting, unconscious, negative beliefs. The reason for that is because it thinks, who am I without those? So let me just leave this video with this question. Ask yourself this, who are you without that story? If you're still claiming the story as the reason you can't be successful in healthy weight management, healthy aging, being in a vibrant, strong, fit, amazing body, then what's happening is you're staying in tune with the story and you're letting it define you. And we call that victimhood. And a lot of people can see it when we work with them and they're like, oh, I don't want to, nope, there's no positive energy in being a victimhood. What it does is it keeps you over here so that you don't have to claim and be responsible for your life or your changes. But when they see it, they're like, I am done over there. I do not want to live over there anymore. Yes, let's live here. But all of a sudden your brain will go, oh, we don't have that story. We need that story because it's our self-identity. No, you don't. And we craft a new self-identity. That's the beauty of what we get to do. You can't learn it in the self-help books. You have to do the action pieces. And that's what I specialize in, because knowing is not doing. Knowing all this stuff and reading all the self-help books and doing all the therapy and taking all the notes and watching all the YouTube videos, it's great because you're amassing information, which is good. But information is not transformation. It's in the doing, right? It's when you catch something, you go, ah, oh, okay. Rather than it taking you down the rabbit hole into that same habitual thinking pattern and belief, you stop it at the root and go, oh, I'm going to turn this around into something more powerful. That is what successful weight loss and keeping it off is all about. That's what successful living and aging well and wanting to move your body and wanting to build health is all about, guys. It really does require a deeper dive. But when you do it, it's not scary, it's freeing. So now my story with my son is he is 28 years old. He's the most amazing man that I've ever had the joy of having in my life. He teaches us so much. He teaches us about tenacity, forgiveness, kindness, humor, and courage. And through all of his lessons, every day I glean something from that and from him. And it makes me feel so good to be his mother in this human life of ours on this planet. And we've had so many experiences behind the veil, because I do believe there's so much more behind the veil. I used to be a meat and potatoes gal. What you see is what you get, just by the five senses. And then with this little upset with Tristan's diagnosis, totally changed things for me. Totally changed things. And that's where the real work and the real living and the real success started to come in. It took time. Yes, I resisted, but I always moved in and did the work. Yes, it was painful and challenging, but that's what's going to happen when you're growing, guys. You will hit speed bumps. You will doubt yourself. You will lose faith. But that is the process of moving into your greatest and grandest vision and version of yourself. And when we take that out into the world, we live and lead by example. That's how we change families, relationships, our relationship to the world. So consider your story. Consider how many years in struggle and suffering around life, around your body, around your weight, around your health, around repetitive habits and being stuck in a loop and not being able to manage your aging the way you wish to. It's stories. And once we can get in there and clean them up, once we can bring them to the surface, uproot them, kick them to the curb, and then we bring in more self-fulfilling prophecies, that is where we start living from that 30,000 foot view. And we start honoring our body. We have food freedom. We're not all jumbled up in the brain worrying about what do I eat and or worried about taking pictures instead of being in pictures, or worried about not wanting to see our reflection in the mirror as we walk by. That's not living, guys. It's not living. We are the strongest force on the planet, us women. And we don't even know it half the time. But when we can step in, when we learn to disrobe all the weight of the past, all of the challenges in life, and we see challenges as opportunities for growth, and we're not in fear of them, we don't shut them away, and we don't shunt our feelings when it's like, oh, here's a challenge, I got this, instead of and then moving into the cave, things just fester. But that's often what we're taught to do. But now when I see challenges around my son, around my work, around building my business, my mantra is totally different now. Instead of, oh, holy crap, what's happening? I'm so tired. Why is this always happening to me? Can't I just get a break? Now what I say is, there's a way through and I will find it. And on the other side is freedom. And that is true for everybody. All right, you ladies, I hope that was helpful today. Please consider that what we do, what we're being asked to do, if you're up for the call, is to live from a deeper place, our authentic place. Live with clarity and awareness and be conscious in this life. I always say most people are living and moving through this world unconsciously. And when we're conscious and awake and aware, we have choice. And we can move through to the other side to success pretty fast, because we have different skill set from a different toolkit. And that's what I do with my clients in the Mastery Lifestyle Program for women. Okay, be well. Change your story, change your life. Ciao, ladies.